Good morning. This is KWSO News. I'm Duncan Bruno. The Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs Tribal Council has announced it has extended the deadline for 5 board positions for the Warm Springs Cannabis Board Enterprise. They will have 2 Class 1 individuals, 2 Class 2 individuals, and 1 Class 3 individual with different term ending dates. A description of the board of directors for the Cannabis Project can be found on a link in today's news. All applicants must pass a background check required by any banking institution, and letters of interest and resumes must be submitted by February 18th. The Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs Tribal Council also was updated this week by the Indian Health Service on how the clinic is responding to the coronavirus outbreak, which is mainly affecting China, though is present in other countries, including the United States. The clinic team is working on a response plan were the virus to make its way onto the reservation. There were 11 confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the United States as of earlier this week. Nurse Diane Fuller said the coronavirus is a serious matter, though the regular flu remains a significant health concern as a reported 8,500 people in the United States has died from the flu. Health workers are continuing to encourage people to get a vaccination, especially the young and elderly. 2 large Native American tribal groups in Washington are fighting over a parcel of land that lies between the 2 expansive reservations. Correspondent Anna King has more.
The dispute is between the Confederated Tribes of the Colville Reservation north of Spokane and the Confederated Tribes and Bands of the Yakima Reservation. Last year, the Colville bought 182 acres of land in North Pasco. At a minimum, the Colville tribes plan to build a fueling station and are working with the city to promote tourism in the development. But the Yakima Nation fears that the Colville will also build a casino that would compete with the Yakima's Legends Casino. Virgil Lewis is the chairman of the Yakima's Tribal Council.
It's concerning because it's going to impact our tribe and our income that we have.
Lewis recently sent fierce letters to the region's cities, Washington State, and federal managers calling for a halt to the project. I'm Anna King in Richland.
The Warm Springs Branch of Natural Resources reports the snow level at higher elevations of the reservation was above average during the first part of the year, similar to the situation across the state. Tribal Natural Resources General Manager updated Tribal Council on the snow level at a meeting toward the end of January. The January snow survey was an improvement over the December readings when the level had been below average. More snowfall during the first month of 2020 led to a 120% snow level at higher elevations. The report is good news for fisheries. Natural Resources also reported that the tribal farm had a good year in 2019, selling and delivering hay and working on equipment. The farm operation brought in a little over $206,000 in 2019, according to the report. In local sports, the Madras boys basketball team beat Estacada at home last night 50-38, led by Donnie Bagley with 27 points and Dupree Miller with 16. The Lady Buffs were on the road in Estacada last night where they handed the Rangers a 70-45 loss. Leading scorers for the Lady Buffs were Dominique Walker with 18 points, Gianna Smith-Francis with 12, and Jaden Davis with 10. I'm Duncan Bruno, reporting for KWSO News.